All right. So my name is Abby Fleiner. I am 18 years old. Today is November 21st, 25th. And I'm... It's the what?
25th.
Oh, November 25th. And I'm speaking with Bill Fleiner, who is my grandpa. We are recording this interview in Reno, Nevada. All right. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was really cute. I used to wear sailor suits.
I'm sure you did.
When I was really little, I have pictures in my sailor suit. But I like to play baseball, fish, and hunt growing up with my mom and dad, my brother, sisters. It's a great life.
Sounds great. All right, let's see. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories? It doesn't have to be from childhood. Just any memory.
Oh, my happiest memory. I think when I married your grandma.
Oh. Was it a good day? What was the day like?
It was a good day. It was March 21st, 53 years ago. She's a lot older than I am.
Where did you guys get married?
Where did we get married? Uh-huh. In Reno, Nevada.
Was it a small reception or?
No, it was a large reception. Had her family in here, my family. Then we had our honeymoon at Lake Tahoe at Top of the Wheel.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever done?
The dumbest thing I've ever done? Oh. God, I've done a lot of dumb things. The dumbest thing I've ever done. I really can't think of a really, really dumb thing. I've done a lot of dumb things.
Just one thing. It doesn't have to be like the dumbest thing, but just something that you're like, I can't believe I did that.
Oh. I can't think of anything right off the top of my head that's like dumb. I mean, you know, when they... Maybe the dumbest thing I ever did was when Jim decided he needed the Christmas tree out of the hotel where we had his company Christmas party, and we took it down the elevator with all the decorations on it and tried to put it in his little Corvette, which didn't work. They caught us in the parking lot.
Oh, no.
That was probably the dumbest thing.
You're like, I can't believe we tried to do that. Okay, how did you meet Grandma?
On a blind date.
A blind date?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Good. I think went to the air races at Lake Tahoe.
They were at Lake Tahoe?
Yeah.
Oh.
A long time ago. With a friend of mine from Rocketdyne who was dating her next door neighbor.
Oh.
And so he said, her next door neighbor said, my friend has a roommate that is looking to go to the air races. Do you want to go with us? And that's how I met Grandma.
Oh, that's so sweet. Was it a warm day? Was it cold?
Oh, yeah, it was the fall. It was a really nice day.
That was nice.
Yeah.
And then how long did you guys date before you married?
A couple years, year and a half. Close to 2 years.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, she wanted me to become 21, you know.
Is Grandma older than you, or is like the same age?
She's definitely older. She's 3 years older than I am.
She's 3 years older?
Yeah.
So what age did you guys meet when you were...
I was 19, and she was 22.
Okay, well, I think that's fair that she wanted you to be at least 21.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're like the older woman.
Yeah. Sort of like your dad.
Okay. Share your favorite story about Grandma.
Oh... Probably the favorite story I have is when the twins, your twin uncles, when we lived on Martham, and Grandma couldn't find one of the twins, and she found the other one, And she says, "Where's your brother?" And he goes, "Well, he jumped over the fence and went in the ditch, in the steamboat ditch. He was actually hiding under the under their bed." So Grandma jumped over the fence, wrenched her ankle, running along the ditch, clear down to the next intersection, runs all the way back on the street, calls 911, and Steve or Chris, whichever one was under the bed, came out from under the bed.
I bet Grandma was pissed.
Oh, she was pissed.
I wish we knew which twin did it.
I can't remember. I think they were both in on it.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right, now last question. Tell me a story about your children. It can be like a story about all of them or maybe just one of each.
You know, there are four great kids. We had Michael first,
mm-hmm.
your dad, and then we had Mark 14 months and one day later. And then Grandma wanted a little girl. And we tried for a little girl and had identical twin boys. And she said, "We don't need to try that anymore."
So we get triplets.
Yeah, we could have had we both have twin uncles, so the chances were pretty good.
Oh.
She has twin uncles and I have twin uncles. And but the kids were great. I coached them in Babe Ruth and Little League, American Legion for 14 years. Didn't play golf for 14 years because I was coaching baseball.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Raised a lot of money for the programs and coached all-star teams and coached all the boys. And we had a great life and then taught them all to hunt. And as you know, your dad's
still
a big hunter. And twins are. Mark's the only one that's not really a big hunter because he doesn't like blood. But other than that, yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You have great kids. And then your favorite story about my dad. So just a story about Michael.
How about your dad? Probably when he was in college, Grandma and I were gone somewhere for the weekend. And we came back and he had a big party at the house.
Mm.
This is at Lake Ridge. And we had Formica counters before we changed everything out like it is today. There's this thing setting this, like a saucer setting on the counter. And I'm going, "Why is that there?" So I moved the deal. And guess what was under it?
What?
A big cigarette burn on the Formica. Your dad went, "I don't know anything about that."
Cigarette burn.
Then, of course, my decanters that had my collector decanters of all the ducks and stuff like that, and the ones I used to get at Harold's Club.
Right.
There's no booze in any of those. Now, I don't know if your dad and his buddies got into that or if Grandpa Fleiner from Ohio, your great-grandpa,
got into it.
One of them. Or the other boys.
So
I could never
catch any of them.
No.
But it happened.
And they weren't even smart enough to pour water back and seal them.
It didn't even water it down.
No. But when you drink it all, you don't water it down. You just fill it up with water so it feels like it's still full.
So the boys kept you on your toes.
They all have labels on them.
Right.
So you have to also reseal the label.
Oh.
They were very good at steaming them off.
Oh.
Whoever did it.
I feel like it was the boys then.
I think that's. I don't think Grandpa
would steam off the seals.
Off. Yeah.
That's pretty good. I think that's it. But is there anything you wanted to add? Maybe about how you came to live in Reno.
Oh, I came to Reno, December 17th of 1962.
Jeez.
Long time ago. And I grew up in Ohio. Went to LA for 2 years. Worked for a company called Rocketdyne,
mm-hmm.
and they were doing all the testing for the Gemini engines and the Lemons, and they put them on the moon, take them off the moon. I hated LA. I came from a little town in Ohio, 15,000 people, and moved to LA where there were 7 million or whatever it was.
Right, this
yeah,
is
I just
much.
Hated it. And there was, I loved to hunt and fish. And so my boss said, Thanksgiving of 62, he goes, "Hey, we're opening 3 test sites in Reno, Nevada. We got 150,000 acres up there on Pyramid Lake Highway.
Right.
Do you want to go up and take a look at it? I'd love to take you up there on the initial activation team." I said, "Never been to Reno." He He says, well, why don't you leave on Thanksgiving and spend Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? So I drove up and fell in love with it. And 14 of us moved up here December 17th of 1962. One guy had a house, rest of us lived in motels because there were no apartments in Reno in 1962.
Oh.
They had rooming houses and hotels and motels. So I lived at the Sunset Motel on West 4th Street, Stoker and 4th, with three other guys. We had two rooms, four bedrooms, two bedrooms in each one and a little kitchenette. And tested all the Gemini engines, tested all the LEM engines, put them on the moon, took them off the moon, met all the astronauts.
Was that fun?
Oh, it was fun. They're little guys, little fly in here with their little jets and their powder blue jumpsuits on, you know, their NASA jumpsuits. And they were wonderful guys. But when they landed on the moon the first time, we had closed circuit on that TV. And when they, the landing is not the problem, but because there's two engines, so when it goes down, the descent engine lands on the moon, and then the ascent engine's on top of that, and
right.
The capsule's on top of that. So they get out of their ladder and go down. Then they go back up. When they take off,
right.
Bolts blow out, and the descent engine stays on the moon, and the ascent engine goes up. And when they press that button to go, you get this big Adam's apple in your throat.
Right.
Because you're not, if it doesn't work, they're dead. Because there's no oxygen. I mean, there's nowhere to go.
Because you're probably nervous.
Yeah, oh, very nervous.
But you did it.
But it worked. Worked every time they did it.
How did you come to even work for Rocketdyne?
When I went to LA, I worked for, in high school and after college, I worked for an electronic company in Ohio. And loved electronics.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to work at Rocketdyne. They were hiring, you know, lots of people.
Right.
Litton was hiring 1,000 people a day. Rocketdyne was hiring. And I went up there and nobody was really knew much about the aerospace programs at that time. It was like a learning experience. So I met really a lot of nice guys. And that's how it all happened.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got to do that.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, I'm gonna end it, but perfect.